I think maybe we've got Taylor on today.
Hello. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
No, you're just fine. Thank you so much. We were just saying, hey, it's live radio and stuff happens. So are you still there, Taylor?
Yes, sure am.
We've been cool. You've got some help too. We like that.
Yes, that's my daughter. She big Nuggets fan as well.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Taylor, we had you back, had you on back in April, and you had kind of talked to us about maybe giving the Nuggets a chance. You felt like they had something special to show. As it turns out, you looked fairly prophetic in that. Talk to us about this run that you've been able to cover there in Denver.
Yeah, well, it's a run that's been years in the making, right? So a lot of people outside were surprised, but a lot of people that have been covering this team for a long time were not surprised at all, because they've been building for this 5 straight years to the playoffs. You know, a couple years ago, they were poised for a run like this, and then Jamal Murray goes down with a torn ACL and is done for the entire year, the entire next year. So getting him back was such a key piece. And of course, we saw, you know, his historic finals performance alongside Nikola Jokic. So those two leading the way and the very important pieces around them has this team right where we thought that they could be. And let me just say, Denver celebrated like champs yesterday. We had the parade downtown, and they're getting used to it. And the funny thing is, you know, we've been spoiled with championship parades the last 2 years, right? The Avs won last year and the Nuggets this year. And their message yesterday was not one of just, oh, this is awesome, first championship in program in franchise history. No, the message was, we want more. We like this. We want to do it again. So hopefully it's the start of big things to come for these Denver Nuggets.
So speaking of the run that they had, as someone who covered the team very closely, a couple of series that stood out, obviously playing Phoenix, that was the highest seed that they played throughout the playoffs. The Lakers were the team that had been the hottest and had the most hype. The Miami Heat was the finals. That's when the championship was actually awarded. Which series stood out the most to you as being the most special to this Nuggets run?
Well, that's easy. That's the Western Conference Finals sweeping the Lakers. And before this year, the Nuggets had never beat the Lakers in a postseason series. So to not only beat them, but to sweep them in such a dominant fashion, especially with the national narrative, because I don't think anyone that knows basketball looks at those two teams matching up at that point and go, oh, you know, the Lakers have the edge here. But it just so happens they're the Lakers, and they're the darlings always of the NBA. So no one expected the Nuggets to sweep them. You know, even after they won game one of the series, all the talk was, oh, but did you see that second half? You know, the Lakers figured them out. Like, game two will be different. And it is just so funny, the narrative, to follow those things. But, yeah, they sweep the Lakers. They get 9 days off before the NBA Finals. What an asset that was. And they go in and take care of business against Miami. Aside from that game two, I mean, it was a near-perfect finals performance. So, for me, that's going to be the most memorable series, I think, for Nuggets Nation as well, just because of the history with the Lakers. But, yeah, I mean, look at LeBron, Anthony Davis, like, so many players, Kevin Durant, that they had to go through during this playoff run. And they handled business in such a dominant fashion. 16-4, it's the second most dominant run in the last 17 years, I believe. Second to only the Warriors, I think, in 2017. So they handled business. They were prepared every step of the way. And it was a playoff run to remember, for sure.
We were just talking about it as we were getting the connection secured. The Nuggets not just winning this year, but they are set up to do very well, as they say, run it back. They're positioned to be one of the teams contending again next year. But man, there are some really good teams that we've seen that just because the window's open 1 year doesn't mean it's open again the next year.
Oh yeah,
but it does feel like this Denver team, like you said, they've kind of built up to this, and it feels like mm-hmm. they're ready for some sustained success.
Well, the big four starters are locked in for the next 2 and 3 years. So, yeah, you do have a lot of talent coming back. Bruce Brown was a key piece off the bench for the Nuggets this year. He will be a big question mark going into the offseason, because he is going to get paid, and he could get paid somewhere else. But yesterday at the parade, he's telling us, no, like, we want one more year. Let's run it back. Like, it'll just be interesting to see how he values. Obviously, when you see a contract of life-changing money in front of you, it's easy to say you want to run it back, but money talks. However, when you see something as special as this locker room, these players know a lot of teams don't get this. They genuinely love each other off the floor, and that's what makes them so infectious, so fun to cover, because you see how unselfish they play on the court, and it's because of that off-the-court bond. But you just said it. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, let's run it back, run it back. It takes a giant slice of luck to make a playoff run like this. Injuries, we know you have to stay healthy first and foremost, and they were lucky enough to do that. Will they do it again next year or the year after? We sure hope so, because this was so fun for the city, and seeing, you know, Nuggets jerseys everywhere and the murals downtown and the way the city has celebrated this group has been really amazing. And so you hope that we get to experience this again. But man, it is so hard to reach the mountaintop in sports. So that's why you got to enjoy these runs when you get them.
And obviously a big part of that run is the back-to-back MVP from a, you know, two and three seasons ago, Jokic, and just kind of the oddball interviews that he's been given afterwards. We're told that he lost his finals MVP trophy and then kind of shrugged it off. What? Just kind of take us through how Denver has responded to the captain of this team and
yeah,
kind of the odd personality he brings to the basketball program.
What's funny is people on the outside are looking at this guy and going, wait, this isn't LeBron, who's just like, you know, always talking about himself and Mr., you know, let's get all the attention guy. Like, he's not that kind of superstar. He's just not. So people might think that his interviews seem odd or, you know, foreign, because they are. It's such a different personality than we've seen in the NBA, especially from a superstar. And for us who have covered him for years, he is one of the funniest guys you will interview. He is quirky. He is funny. He is sarcastic. He's got a dry sense of humor, and he will call you on your stuff. And so it's just funny to see him, you know, see the national narrative kind of react to his personality, because, yeah, he says, I don't know where that MVP trophy ended up. For us, we just know that, like, while he values the history of that award and he's appreciative, like, it is so much lower on the totem pole in his mind to the big trophy and the moments with his teammates. So yeah, when he's celebrating in that whirlwind, I don't know where that trophy ended up. Hopefully it appears. And I can confirm he had it yesterday at the parade, so it has been found, which is great news for everyone. But it's just funny to see people react to his personality, because people are going, wait, what's up with this guy? You know, he acts so like, you know, like he doesn't really care about these individual accolades. But he does, obviously, and he works so hard for these. But it is funny to see everyone kind of react to his personality.
We've been speaking with Taylor Kilgore, the evening sports anchor for Fox 31 out of Denver. She told us to watch the Nuggets back in April. We did so, and they gave us quite a show. Taylor, thank you so much for taking a few minutes today.